Tickets and more information at catskill-cuisine.com. Paid for by the Sullivan Catskills Visitors Association.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello.
Hi, thanks for joining me. I'm Angela Page, and this show is Folk Plus. Thanks for joining me this hour on Folk Plus. Before COVID, a lot of us went out, I think, a lot more to see live music. And then we didn't. And there are still some musicians that do weekly Zoom presentations. There's always the first Sunday of every month that the Greenwich Village Folk Festival airs a whole bunch of people, and you can just watch from your living room. But I wanted to bring some recordings from live entertainment to the show today. So you'll hear introductions by the musicians and the live audience reactions as they play their songs. I'm going to start with C. Daniel Bowling. He's doing a song from the Winter Folk Festival in Oregon. Thanks for joining me this hour on Folk Plus.
I'm a songwriter, so a lot of what I'm going to do for you today are my own songs, but I have a few that I've borrowed from other writers that I admire, and I've got a couple of old traditional pieces. So this one here is from two of my very favorite songwriters, Steve Goodman, who's best known for writing The City of New Orleans, and Michael Peter Smith, who's probably best known for writing The Dutchman. But they got together and wrote this song that's a little more in type for Steve than it is for Michael, but I sure enjoy it. This is about a fellow who falls asleep with his TV on and has visions. Asleep with my TV on, oh, what a dream I had. I dreamed I went and answered every single one of those late night mail order ads. From 4 to 6 weeks later, much to my surprise, the doorbell, the mailman came to my front door, and I couldn't believe my eyes when he brought the Vegematic and the Pocket Fisherman too. Illuminated, illustrated history of life, Boxcar Willie with a Ginsu knife, a bamboo steamer, and a smokeless ashtray too, and a tie-dye day glow souvenir shirt from Six Flags over Burbank. Well, the doorbell rang all morning, all through the afternoon. I shook with fright as it rang all night by the light of the MasterCard moon. There was parcel post in the pantry, UPS in the hall, COD to the ceiling, and I just couldn't pay for it all. 'Cause I got the egg scrambler with a seal of meal carrying case, a set of presidential commemorative plates so I could eat my eggs off the president's face, a minute mender and the needle that'll knit or crochet, and an autograph photograph of Rin Tin Tin at Six Flags over Burbank. Then I remembered I was dreaming, so I gave a mighty cheer. But when I woke, it was no joke, 'cause all of that stuff was here. So if you fall asleep with your TV on, let me tell you what to do. Rip your telephone out of the wall unless you want it to happen to you. 'Cause you'll get the Vegematic and the Pocket Fisherman too. Illuminated, illustrated history of life, Boxcar Willie with a Ginsu knife, a bamboo steamer, and a garden weasel too, and an all-expenses-paid weekend for three at Six Flags over Burbank.
It was such an odd thing that someone would move from Colorado to Alabama on purpose that I decided I would write a whole bunch of songs about why someone might do that as a way of explaining myself. And so at this point, I've got 11 or 12 songs about why a guy might move from Colorado to Alabama. And honestly, I'm getting a little sick of writing them. I really am. But the demand is there. I mean, people are just like, when are you going to write another song about that, Dave? And the great thing about having so many songs about that narrow of a subject is, even though the genre of Colorado to Alabama songs is a very small, little-known genre of music, the people that's their favorite kind of music, I mean, they're really into me. I mean, like, I'm their favorite ever, basically, is what it comes down to. So, and the other problem that it solves is, a lot of times when you're a musician, if you meet someone and they ask you what you do and you say you're a musician, people always have follow-up questions. I'm not a big fan of follow-up questions, just in general, but people are way into follow-up questions. You say, what do you do? I'm a musician. And what do they ask? What would you ask?
What type of music?
Thank you, there it was. What type of music do you play? Boy, I don't like that question. Because I, you know, as you can tell, I don't know. But so, now what I say when someone says, what kind of music do you play? I say, well, mostly I play songs about guys that moved from Colorado to Alabama. Why? What kind of music do you like? And usually they don't ask me any other questions after that. They're like, all right, well, we'll see you later then.
I was straight out of college with a dream in my head, a guitar in my truck, no home and no bed. Traveling roads like so many before, with an interstate map that quickly got worn. Growing up in the West, I'd never seen anything east of Texas or south of D.C. But the first time I hit it down I-85, the part of me I'd never felt came alive. It's an hour from Atlanta to East Alabama. Took 1 hour to change a man's fate. One night in the South turned me around, changed my views and my mind and myself. Like a step back in time to how things might have been when you could leave your doors unlocked all night. Might be the way the stars shine, or the slow pace of life, or the taste of sweet tea in my mouth. But I never knew where I belonged till one night in the South. So now there's a small town that I call my home. I've got a view of the country sitting on my front porch. Couple magnolias, an acre of land, and a girl that I love with a ring on her hand. She changed my perspective and she changed my life the first time I looked in her eyes. One night in the South turned me around, changed my views and my heart and myself. Like a step back in time to how things might have been when a man and his wife stood a chance. It might be the way we were raised, or the bond of our faith, or the way one look makes my heart pound. But we both knew our prayers had been answered one night in the South. It's an hour from Atlanta to East Alabama. Took 1 hour to change a man's fate. One night in the South turned me around, changed my views and my mind and myself. Like a step back in time to how things might have been when you could leave your doors unlocked all night. One night in the South turned me around, changed my views and my mind and myself.
Like a walk in the country on the first day of spring after 3 months of rain in the pines. It might be the peace that I find from the slow pace of life, or how the sky looks when the sun's going down. But I never knew where I belonged till one night. I never knew where I belonged till one night. Never knew where I belonged till one night in the South. One night in the South.
I am, in fact, singing to the beverage. Oh, yes. Spend all my money, I dress you up for fun. I'm not too proud to say I'll go that extra mile. I'll cool you down when it's hot, I'll heat you up when it's not. I'll treat you right, oh you know that you're the one. I've tried all kinds of teas, I've tried the yerba mate. It's not the same even when it looks like a latte. We had some time apart and I was less shaky, but I feel more alive when I've had my cup of coffee. Oh yes, it's really a brighter me, you know? The whole world looks brighter. It's like I had shades down over my eyes or something, you know? And the coffee just gently, well, actually rather suddenly, opens up. You fit my every mood with an uplifting feeling. It's like a superhero comes in every cup. And when I start to fade, you're there to save the day. You make me feel like I am stronger than I was. I've tried all kinds of teas. I've tried the yerba mate. It's not the same even when it looks like a latte. We had some time apart and I was less shaky, but I feel more alive when I've had two cups of coffee. Oh yes, you know. And you know that second cup has to follow the first one right away, you know, because I really don't feel awake enough to enjoy that first cup, you know. So to me, the first one doesn't count. Starter cup, you know, it's just, you know, getting out of bed, you know, really. You are a politician on a people-pleasing mission. So many faces to the simple being you are. You are a caramel high-rise or a simple latte small size, a cappuccino dry or coffee at the bar. I've tried the turtle mocha, I've tried the mint extreme, I've had the macchiato, I've had extra whipped cream. I'm not ashamed to say it, I want you every day, even at the gas station. I'll go out of my way. I've tried all kinds of teas, I've tried the yerba mate. It's not the same even when it looks like a latte. We've had some time apart and I was less shaky, but I feel more alive when I've had three cups of coffee. Oh, yes. Or four. But I find with coffee, you know, there really is a change. You know, the relationship changes as the day goes on, you know? Coffee gets a little less friendly. Like we spend too much time together, you know. Need a little break, you know. There's no more song.
That is Alice, who is a bundle of energy. Seeing her life is really a trip. There she is, singing about her favorite drink, coffee. In the hour today, artists playing live in different venues and festivals. We heard from Dave Potts. He sang live at the Sundilla Festival. He sang One Night in the South. And we heard C. Daniel Bowling doing Vegematic, written by Michael Smith and Steve Goodman. And that was live from the Winter Folk Festival in Oregon. Christine Lavin has played here many times live, and she's always an incredible performer, and it's a great experience to see her live. Here she is, live at the Cactus Cafe, doing one of her big hits, Regretting What I Said.
And this is a request. It says, please sing a musical apology.
Okay.
These are the therapists clapping. This song has a really long song title, so bear with me. It's called Regretting What I Said to You When You Called Me 11 o'clock on a Friday morning to tell me that at 1 o'clock that very same afternoon you're going to leave your office, go downstairs on the street to hail a cab to go out to the airport to catch a plane to go skiing in the Alps for 2 weeks. Not that I wanted to go with you. I was not able to leave town. I'm not a very good skier. I could not expect you to pay my way, but after going out with you for 3 years, I don't like surprises. No, you guys ever do that? Like, you know, your girlfriend always gets mad when, like, you know, you go off and do something with the guys, you figure, I'll tell her when I'm on my way to the airport. And this way, she won't have any time to get upset. But anyway, it's subtitled A Musical Apology, because after I hung up the phone, I started to have second thoughts. I didn't mean it when I said I hope the cable in the elevator snaps when you step on board. And I was joking when I said, I hope you crack your head and get mangled by the downstairs revolving doors. And I was kidding when I said, I hope the number 103 bus hits and makes a pancake out of you. I'm sorry, but isn't it amazing what a woman in love will do? And I really don't want to see your taxi on the 59th Street Bridge flip over and crash through the rail. And I'd feel bad if at the airport you were mistaken for a local sex offender, arrested, beaten up, and thrown in jail. And I really don't want to see you getting radiation poisoning from the metal detector that all passengers on foreign and domestic flights must walk through. I'm sorry, forgive me for all the mean things I said to you. You thought I didn't have a temper. Ha 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 ha. Surprise. But I really don't want to see you dismembered by the marijuana sniffing dogs when a simple little nipping would suffice, would suffice. And I'm sorry that I said I hope the flight attendant spills scalding hot coffee in your lap as the plane carries you away from me. And I'm sorry that I said I hope you break both legs on the mountain while you ski. And I'm sorry for all the nasty things I said about your mother, even though we both know they're true. I'm sorry, forgive me. I'm swallowing my pride. I'd feel so guilty if you died. Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm still mad at you.
Hi, this is Bruce Coburn. You're listening to Folk Plus with Angela Page on WJFF Radio.
A long time ago, I was a music student. You wouldn't necessarily know that now, but I was, actually. I had serious intentions, and I thought I was going to be composing for, you know, large jazz ensembles, and studied that. And I studied it in Boston for a couple of years. Did you guys hear that? He said, and you decided to keep it all for yourself. That's the kind of prick I am. I may not be able to sing now. Okay, so he's going to stop talking now, so it's going to be all right. And it was the mid-60s, and it was the Vietnam period, and... is that because you were there or you weren't there? Like, what are we celebrating here? well, anyway, I got offered a summer job. I lasted, almost 2 years at music school, but in between the two school seasons, of course, there was a summer. And I got offered a job, which I came very close to accepting for a minute. And the job was with a guy that came back from Vietnam, and he was a friend of a dorm mate of mine, and he had a plan, and his plan was to go down to Central America and spend the summer running guns to Cuba, which he said would be a very lucrative enterprise, and for some reason he wanted me to join him in this, and I thought, wow, you know, well, it's beats playing in these crappy clubs in Chelsea, and, you know, the crappy jug band that I'm in, and, you know, various other possibilities for the summer. I was 18 years old, and I didn't have a very well-developed sense of the moral implications of things like that, so I gave it some thought, but until I realized that my job would consist of getting between this guy and people that were trying to kill him. And I felt under-qualified for that job. And I felt further that anybody who thought that I was qualified for that job was someone I would not want to be near when that stuff started happening. So I declined. And here we are. And we all are as a result, you know. Choices, huh? And so... I tell you this story because the person in question plays a very tiny part in the song I'm about to do. Met a mercenary once, pushing lethal steel. Wanted me to watch his back while he did his deal. He must have been a loser, or he wouldn't have looked to me. But I have to say I like the thought of living that guilt-free. Watching the way the women walk makes me think of you. And all my sins and all my stalkers affect me that way too. The pain on the horizon can't sink me in sorrow, 'cause I know I'm going to be seeing you tomorrow. Oh, 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 see you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Oh, 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 see you tomorrow. See. Look at that big fat full moon hanging in the night. When I feel it calling me, the shackles seem to bite. These chains of flesh are sour and sweet, but these we must explore. Oh, I know I'm going to feel complete when I see you tomorrow.
Okay, there you heard very talented Canada's Bruce Cockburn. And before we heard that, we heard from also very talented, very funny Christine Lavin. The songs I'm doing this hour are cuts captured before live audiences, and we get to hear the interaction between the artist and their audience. I'm going to play David Francie next. I love Torn Screen Door, but when I just play the cut on the radio, we don't hear his intro. So here he is doing his intro from his live album called The First Set. He starts by talking about how he met his wife, Beth Gertler. She's just an amazing naturalist and human, born on Earth Day. Here's David Francie.
When we first got together, I was a chain-smoking, high-rise construction worker. I lived in downtown Toronto, biggest city in Canada, right downtown. She was a holistic midwife type, living up in the country around Ennis, eating nuts and berries probably, and living in the country around Ennismore, you know. And so we needed all the help we could possibly get, you know, when we got together. And we had very divergent ideas. Like, her idea of a hike was to, you know, pack a little lunch and walk across some fields, and my idea of a hike was you pick up something insanely heavy, stick it on your shoulder, shove a cigarette in your face, and start walking up a building, you know. And so I hiked a lot during the week, you know. So when I got to her place on the weekend, I just wanted to sit in my her porch and look at her and smoke cigarettes. And, you know, and she would look on, you know, lovingly but disapprovingly every time, you know. But she was so nice to me anyway, and I would have done anything for her, you know. And, of course, one of the things I would do for her was whatever she wanted to do that particular day. And I was sitting just on her front porch, you know, having a smoke and looking at her one day. And she says, David, I found this place I really want you to see. And I said, oh, is that right? Gorgeous. Where might that be, you know, puff, puff, you know. And she says, it's about 5 miles across those fields, you know. And if I'd had a thought bubble over my head at that particular moment, it would have said, oh, no, you know. But but what came out was, oh, I'd love to go, gorgeous. 5 mile hike, you say? Great, let's go, you know. And then we started out all right in this hike, and started on a road right enough, and road turns to a laneway turns to a pathway, and then there's no path at all. Now we're just going across fields and through copses of trees until we're absolutely in the back country. There's nothing back there. There's no road, no nothing. And we come into this clearing, and all of a sudden, this place is there, and everything in the song was there. You know, the tumble-down farmhouse, it was still standing. The roof was going to cave in. Big red barn over here, don't know what was holding it up. And then right beside it, all Massey Harris tractor. So everything in the place was there, you know, except the people. They were long gone. The place had been long abandoned. But what made me write the song, what precipitated me writing the song is, you know, in the middle of absolutely nowhere, they built this farm up. They cleared their fields. They did all that stuff. You know, imagine the amount of work that took. And then they took the time to build this picket fence around the garden, and the picket fence still stood. And inside you could see where the garden plot had been. And I thought to myself, how human can you get? You know, you're never going to get a visitor, man. Nobody's coming to see you. But you feel better by building a picket fence. And I thought, man, that's human. And so at that time in Canada, there was a terrible amount of farm foreclosures on, or bank foreclosures on family farms. I thought, wrong-headed, wrong-headed idea. So I wrote this song about it. It's called Torn Screen Door. A late summer day and my love and I went walking. Over hills and fields we walked, laughing and talking. Came across an old farmhouse standing broken and bare. It used to be someone's home, now no one lives there. And there's a red barn standing held together with nails and dust. And a tired old Massey Harris, all wires and rust. And weeds overgrown and a garden sown with care. It used to be someone's home, now no one lives there. And through the crack in the window pane, hear the sound of the falling rain. Now the farm being left run down, now the family moved into town. Had a life that they tried to save, but the banks took it all away. Hung a sign on a torn screen door, nobody lives here no more. They worked the fingers to the bone, nothing left they could call their own. Packed it in under leaden skies, just a weed waving them goodbye. Had a life that they tried to save, but the banks took it all away. Hung a sign on a torn screen door, nobody lives here no more. Had a life that they tried to save, but the banks took it all away. Hung a sign on a torn screen door, nobody lives here no more.
Now's your real chance to get on this upcoming CD. We need your help on this following number through the form of finger snaps. You got to have better tempo than last night's crowd, let me tell you. That's a hint. Sounds great, Greenville.
Are you finished now?
Well, the king told the kingdom that he would pay.
Not enough gold in the world.
Any woman who could spin them gold from hay.
Not enough gold in the world. No, not enough gold in the world.
Well, it's funny going around for the women and men, but it's not enough for the boys and the girls.
Where's it coming from? Cause the king won't pay. It's just not enough in the world. No, just not enough in the world.
I'm driving to the corner and the green turns gold.
Not enough green in the world.
I'm sitting on the corner and I'm growing up.
Not enough green in the world. No, not enough green in the world.
I'm sitting on the corner of Elm and Main.
Not enough lights in the world.
And I'm praying to the Lord that the light's gonna change.
Not enough lights in the world. No, not enough lights in the world.
Well, it's funny going around for the women and men, but there's nothing for the boys and the girls.
Where's coming from? Cause king won't pay. It's just not enough in the world. No, just not enough in the world.
Now I've been told about 1,000 points of light.
Not enough points in the world.
I'm looking and I only see the dark night.
Not enough points in the world. No, not enough points in the world.
Well, it's funny going around for the women and men, but there's nothing for the boys and the girls.
Where's come from? Cause king won't pay. It's just not enough in the world. No, just not enough in the world. No, just not enough in the world.
No, just not enough in the world.
Now this is why we decided to record here.
What I'd like to do is a song from an album called Roadworks. This is called Panama Hat. Yeah, I was in Cambridge in the UK getting ready to play the festival one year. I was walking through the hotel lobby with Steve Simpson, a wonderful player, who's on that record, Roadworks. And he saw me fiddling with this hat. And he said, oh, breaking in a Panama hat. And I looked at him, you know, now you got something there. And a song was born. Breaking in a brand new Panama hat, bought it in Havana just like that. Best hat Yankee dollars can buy. Working on the brim cause I like it real flat. Talking about my brand new Panama hat, it's gonna take some time. But I'm a patient guy. I don't know why ladies like that so much. Walking up the beach with my private shade, sipping that ice cold lemonade, taking in the sea, the sun and sky. Working on the brim cause I like it real flat. Talking about my brand new Panama hat, it's gonna take some time. But I'm a patient guy. That's what I told my gal, little letter. Wish you were here, we'd drink the whole town dry. While she's back home with the kids in the flat, I'm out here breaking in a Panama hat. It's gonna take some time. But I'm a patient guy. Special kind of rum that lights you up. Someone's always there to fill your cup. Now it ain't like regular liquor, and I can't say why. They say I'm sitting in the same place Hemingway sat, breaking in my brand new Panama hat. It's gonna take some time, but I'm a patient guy. Best hat Yankee dollars can buy. Working on the brim cause I like it real flat. Talking about my brand new Panama hat, it's gonna take some time. I'm a patient guy.
Three-time Grammy nominee Eric Bibb, Panama Hat. We heard Eddie from Ohio before that with Not Enough Gold in the World, and we heard David Francie introducing Torn Screen Door, all taped before live audiences. And that's the show today.
New Jersey Turnpike, riding on a wet night, neath the refinery's glow, out where the great black river flows. License registration, I ain't got none, but I got a clear conscience about the things that I've done. Please don't stop me. Please
up pretty white. The only thing that I got been bothering me my whole life. Mr. Say Trooper, please don't stop me. My baby, radio's jammed up with talk show stations. It's just talk, 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 talk. Didn't lose your patience, Mr. State Trooper. Please don't stop me. Please don't stop me.
Song about a girl called Sheila, who was walking the fields one day in the west of Ireland, and she met a man that she never saw before in that area, and he called her over, and he started instantly to flatter her and told her that she was the most beautiful creature he had ever seen in his life, and that she couldn't possibly be of this world. She must be some sort of a Greek goddess or something like that. And she had never heard this type of flattery before, but Greek mythology meant very little to her. And she was about to leave when he told her that he preferred to have the sufferings of Sisyphus, which was the Greek god that pushed the rock up the hill in order for it to fall down again. But in Ireland, there's a word very similar to it that's used in the doctor's office to describe a social disease. So she didn't like the sound of this, so she left the man in the field standing with his sufferings of Sisyphus. So this is called Sheila Ní Oighear.
It was on the banks of a cliff flowing stream that first I accosted back on the young girl, and in great confusion I did ask her name. Are you Flora or the femme queen attire? She answered, I'm neither, I'm Sheila Ní Oighear. Go rhyming rogue, let my flocks roam in peace. You won't find amongst them the femme golden fleece, nor the tresses of Helen, that goddess of Greece. Like the doll of desire, be after your spare and a cheer. May the sufferings of Sisyphus fall to my share, and may I the torments of Tantalus bear. To the dark land of Hades may my soul fall an heir, without an inch in song or a note on the lyre. If ever I throw falls to you, Sheila Ní Oighear. Oh, had I the way
This is for people who have been a couple for a long time and who find that they're that everything's fine, but it's getting a little boring. And we suggest that you might try talking at the same time to pep things up a little bit.
You say the two of you have tried to ride a horse apiece around the grounds, and all you got to show for it's a horseshoe.
And that the two of you have nude canoed and read in bed and flown to Rome, and nothing drives you nuts the way it used to.
Well, now the news for you's we've seen between a pair a way to save the day that neither takes an hour nor a thin dime.
And if the two of you have the urge to merge pizzazz and jazz and razzmatazz, learn to turn to talking at the same time.
Well, did you ever see raining, a brighter lightning or a louder thunder?
Thunder, man, it thundered, rain, and it rumbled rain, like a freight night. Train.
How about the hail and the rain, hail, it must have lightning. Hailed for half an hour.
Oh, the hail was intermingled with the hard rain.
While all the thunder hail and the hail, it really balls. Scared the pooches.
It was really noisy,
scared them
and the dogs were going crazy.
The dogs were
those
really going
poor
crazy.
Dogs
they
freak out
really
in thunderstorms. Oh, we must have been awake until three.
No doubt the two of you have improved a few of the normal formal ways to form a phrase to raise the level of your heart to hearts.
As when the two of you have clowned around and found your mood renewed upon one ending up
a sentence that the other starts. But if the two of you have yelled or spelled or rapped or tapped a code or signed or whined or made a pun or done a pantomime.
Or if the two of you have spoken broken French or chat in Latin, you can learn to turn to talking at the same time.
Well, poor Luann,
poor
it
Luann,
seems Luann is
poor
in another
Luann.
Crisis.
That Luann is always in a crisis,
okay.
If you ask me.
Her luck is bad,
bad luck.
It seems
she has
a few catastrophes
luck.
A week.
Poor Luann's in crisis
like
every month, or maybe weekly.
Well, was it Tuesday that
Tuesday,
she
yes, just
me?
Tuesday.
Only Tuesday.
Calling in a panic from her doctor's
her
office
breath.
Downtown.
She said her stove
poor
blew
Luann.
Up, her stove blew
her
up, and
entire
the
stove
house
blew
down.
Up.
She
oh, my God, she nearly burnt the house down.
Frogs all croak together in the noisy bog. Dogs all know it's best to bark with at least one more dog. Cows all do their mooing simultaneously. Ducks don't wait their turn to quack, so why, oh why should we? I'm sure the two of you have reclined behind the blinds and locked the door before to rest, to best of all to see some TV.
And there the two of you have unwound around the tuba tad and had a half carafe of wine to find you're growing hungry.
When you decide to call for pizza after laughter at the fridge about your jar of moldy chutney and your brown wine.
Well, if the two of you have the wherewithal to crawl to phones you each can reach, don't you turn to talking at the same time.
Hello, hello,
hi, we'd
like
a
pizza.
Double cheese and olives, no anchovies, pepperoni.
And put some pepperoni,
sausage.
Pepperoni.
No, not sausage.
Definitely
well,
pepperoni.
I guess a little sausage maybe, and some Pepsi.
I'd like some Pepsi.
Root beer
too, Pepsi,
some root beer.
Either Coke or Pepsi.
Either that or Pepsi.
Coke,
and a couple
beer.
Sticks of cheese bread.
Now wait, now
don't
hang up.
Hang up.
No, don't hang up.
No,
I
don't.
Didn't
oops,
give a
they hung up. Gosh, I hope it wasn't something I said.
Now wait, now don't hang up. Now don't hang up.
No, don't. Oops, they hung up. Gosh, I hope it wasn't something I said.
Here's a song, an old song made popular in the 1930s that by the Blue Sky Boys. We'll dedicate it to two of our favorite entertainers and show peoples. A couple of people who are going to be on the road in the next little bit, we found out this week. They're going to be making a 15-city tour, so maybe Jim and Tammy Faye Baker will come to your town. And if they do, tell them we sang a song for them, a song entitled S-A-V-E-D.
Some folks jump.
jump up and down all night and D-A-N-C-E.
Yeah.
While others go to church to wear their brand new H-A-T.
Jim does that.
And on their face they put great gobs of P-A-I-N-T.
Tammy does that.
And then they'll have the nerve to say their S-A-V-E-D.
It's G-L-O-R-Y to know I'm S-A-V-E-D. I'm H-A-P-P-Y because I'm the far double E. I once was a B-O-U-N-D with the chains of S-I-N. But it's V-I-C-T-O-R-Y to know I'm Christ within.
Now I know a man, I think his name is B-R-O-W-N. He prays for prohibition, but he drinks his G-I-N. And he helps to put that poison in his neighbor's C-U-P. And then he'll have the nerve to say he's S-A-V-E-D.
It's G-L-O-R-Y to know I'm S-A-V-E-D. I'm H-A-P-P-Y because I'm R-E-E. I once was a B-O-U-N-D with the chains of S-I-N. But it's V-I-C-T-O-R-Y to know I'm Christ within.
Oh, play it one time.
There it is.
Now there are some gals in our town who are so N-I-C-E.
Nice, all right.
They wear their hair in the latest styles. It's a B-O-B-E-D. And they go out to the parties and drink W-I-N-E. And then they'll have the nerve to say they're S-A-V-E-D.
It's G-L-O-Y to know I'm S-A-V-E-D.
Almighty fine.
I'm because I'm
yes, sir.
I once was with the chains of but it's V-I-C-T-O-R-Y to know I'm Christ within.
Now they're these boys and they lean back and they puff on their S-M-O-K-E. While some others chew and they spit out all their J-U-I-C-E. And they stand round on the corners
yeah.
And they drink their P-O-P.
Oh, really?
And then they'll have the brass to say their
S-A-V-E-D.
Last chance.
It's G-L-O-R-Y to know I'm S-A-V-E-D.
Very good.
I'm H-A-V-E-D.
Because I'm
I once was
with the chains of
but it's V-I-C-T-O-R-Y to know I'm Christ within. Yes, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y to know I'm Christ within.
Hallelujah. Mighty fine singing out there, folks.
Doing cuts today recorded before live audiences, and you heard Robin and Linda Williams. Great dynamic couple, been around forever, from Virginia. Before that, Peter and Lou Berryman, they were married. Now they still perform together, married to other people, and they did a song about being married and talking at the same time. Before that, we heard Dervish. We heard Sheila Nee from Live in Palma. And we heard a song called State Trooper by Canada's The Good Lovelies. Going to a really great talent next, Patty Larkin. She's a really good guitarist. One of the first things she put out was Not Bad for a Girl, a song about how she was a really terrific guitar player, and people didn't expect that. But what we're going to hear today is At the Mall. She starts by channeling Marlene Dietrich, and then she moves into Edie Gourmet, and at the end, she does Carmen Miranda. So here she is, Patty Larkin, live in the square on Philo, Patty Larkin.
It was a Saturday, a lazy kind of Saturday. It was kind of a bore, kind of a snore, kind of Saturday. I thought I'd bake a cake, but then I remembered I hate to bake. Nothing but sports on the telly, and I thought my heart would break. But then it occurred to me in a moment or two, suddenly I realized what I had to do. I'd go to the
all the more for the black top, the parking space and all the more where that mass humanity meets face to face and sin and sanity. Show me the way. Friend's birthday, my very best friend's birthday. Isn't it funny how old for the time gets to put us in the same way? I forgot to get a gift. I think my mind is probably been adrift. Oh, what a sorrow I felt in the fear that would cause a rift. But then it occurred to me in a moment or two. Suddenly I realized what I had to do. I'd go to the mall, to the mall. But those trinkets are junk and that ain't all. I'd go to the mall, to the mall. It's a combo snowblower hair dryer, here's how it goes. Do you have it in pink? I'll take two. It was a rainy night, a romantic kind of rainy night. It was the kind of a night when you wish for someone to hold you tight. Hey, wind to a single's back. Then to another singer's back. Now you tingle, still at the hit one more singer's back. But then it occurred to me in a moment or two. Once again I realized what I had to do. It's so easy to find romance at the mall. The mall, just stand at the door, they sell lingerie. You should find someone looking your way at the mall. The mall, at the mall. Wow, the mall, at the mall. Wow, the mall, you'll find it all.
Did you miss it? Did you? If you enjoy Folk Plus here on Radio Catskill, then please give my show a try. I'm Graham Rice, and the Wagon Load of Monkeys goes out at 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, right before Folk Plus, and it's exclusively focused on British and Irish folk music. So, next Sunday, please tune in at 3 for the Wagon Load of Monkeys, followed, of course, by Folk Plus.
Just a reminder there from Graham Rice, whose show is right previous to this one. So if you're a folk music fan, especially of Ireland and the UK, you can tune in at 3 and then slide into Folk Plus at 4 on Sundays. And don't forget, you can always check out wjffradio.org for the archive page and listen to any of the shows here at the station whenever you like. My website is folkplusradio.com. I'll be here next week, same time.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Narrowsburg Union, and Catskills Curated, presenting products of regional artists, artisans, makers, and craftsmen. Gift wrapping and shipping available on site. NarrowsburgUnion.com. The Cooperage Project in Honesdale, dedicated to building community through performance, learning, markets, and good times. TheCooperageProject.org. And from listeners like you, who donate at WJFFradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville. W233AH Monticello. Radio Catskill. On your radio at 90.5 FM or streaming online at wjffradio.org.